Washington State Senator Cyrus Habib is the first ever Iranian-American to hold political office in Washington State. He's a Rhodes Scholar, and he studied literature at Oxford and law at Yale. He was also diagnosed with a rare form of eye cancer as a child. By the time he was 8, he was blind. Habib told Ross Reynolds that the struggles he faced as a child were more positive than they seem.
I think back on those years, and there were some really difficult things. I mean, I remember getting chemotherapy as a child. I remember having surgery as a child and radiation therapy. And all of those are, when you think back on them, you think, God, that must have been so traumatic. And, you know, I definitely remember that it, you know, it hurt when I would, have an IV needle inserted. But at the same time, you know, somehow my parents and our friends and others just created such an environment of laughter and love around me that even memories from the hospital, I have, you know, a lot of positive memories from those days, as strange as it may sound.
You must have excelled, though, academically, given your going to Columbia, going to Yale, being a Rhodes Scholar.
You know, the easiest thing for me to do, I'll tell you, would be to sit here and tell you that I excelled academically and it was all because of, you know, how brilliant I am or how hard I worked. But honestly, the truth is that I did work hard, but what made the difference for me, what allowed me to go from Braille to Yale, was the availability of tremendous public services. I mean, I learned how to use a cane from the Department of Services for the Blind. I learned how to read books. And I went on to become an English major, but I learned how to read books, borrowing Braille books and talking books from the Library of Congress. And then I learned how to use software that reads what's on the screen to me in a kind of a robotic sounding voice, but it reads what's on the screen. I learned that getting trained down at the Washington State School for the Blind in Vancouver, and obviously fantastic public schools and well-funded schools in Bellevue with great teachers. So that really made the difference for me. I think in many parts of this world, and even some parts of this country, being diagnosed with cancer and then becoming blind as a child would have consigned me to a life of charity and dependence on others. But this path I was able to chart was really made possible by all those really critical services.
I'm speaking to State Senator Cyrus Habib. He represents the 48th District in Bellevue. You are now the highest ranking Iranian American to serve in political office, and that resonates a lot with Iranian Americans here. The president of the Center for Global Engagement told our KUOW reporter a couple of years ago that your election was cracking the last glass ceiling. Why do you think Iranian Americans have avoided politics up to now?
Well, I don't think it's that we've avoided politics. I think it's that we are a relatively new community of Americans. You know, many, many Iranian Americans came here around the time of the Islamic Revolution and many more since then. We didn't have a long history of immigration the way, for example, the Japanese American community has experienced, or Chinese American, and obviously European American. So, you know, we're pretty new. And then I think, as with most communities, the first generation that comes here is really concerned primarily with economic security, making sure that they're giving their kids the opportunity to go to college and to succeed. And, you know, our community is just like that. And so I think that that's been the focus really in the 80s and 90s and into the 21st century has been, you know, you see a lot of Iranian Americans going into professional services, into science, medicine, engineering, to create those opportunities. I also think that, you know, psychologically, if you're Iranian American, and this is true for, I think, the Russian American community too, and many others, is that, you know, government isn't exactly a warm and fuzzy word for you, because whether it's the Islamic regime now, or even the monarchical regime of the Shah, you know, government can often be a frightening term, and the idea of public service as a calling in that sense doesn't exist in many, many parts of the world. And so new American communities, I think, often need to become acclimated to the idea of public and civil service as a virtue. And finally, this is true for many different new American communities. We don't have generations of kind of, you know, legacy here. So we got to get to know the best ways to become active politically. For example, joining Rotary. I mean, I learned about it because my mom had been in a Rotary club, joining boards and commissions. sometimes we've had Iranian Americans run for office and they go straight to Congress. They run for a congressional seat without having done anything to build a political resume because they don't have that know-how or that mentorship. And so I think we're becoming much more savvy right now.
How did your upbringing, how did your education, how did your traveling around the world inform the political issues that you are most passionate about today?
For one thing, my studying literature really helped me understand the importance of stories, the importance of narratives. You know, when I talk about how important it is to create opportunity for every person in my district and every person in the state of Washington, you know, I always begin by telling my own story because that's the story I know best. You know, I know that but for the services and education that I was able to receive, I wouldn't have been able to do these things, to go from Braille to Yale, to be able to serve in the legislature, to be an attorney at Perkins Coie. All of those things were made possible by the opportunities I was given. And so I think that understanding of narrative, and that it's great to talk about your values, and it's great to talk about public policy, but that if you don't root those policies and those values in a story that others can engage with, then, you know, I think you risk sounding like you're uttering just talking points. And I've found that my ability to connect to people has really been informed by that. It's also, part of it's also that when you become blind as a child, you really learn early on the importance of listening. And just being able to pause and listen to the stories that other people are trying to tell you. So I always try to explain my values through the lens of my story, but I also try to engage with and understand where other people are coming from. You know, I have a number of remarkable colleagues who have become great friends, and many of them are Republican, and we don't agree on a lot of issues. But I'll tell you, you know, a lot of times I'll be walking from one building to another or from one event to another, and a colleague of mine from across the aisle will say, hey, are you going to this place? You know, how about we walk together? And that gives me a chance to talk to them and listen to what they're saying. And I think that we've been able to bridge some divides just by listening to one another in that way.
Senator Cyrus Habib represents Washington's 48th Legislative District, located in Kirkland and Bellevue. He talked with Ross Reynolds. Senator Habib announced yesterday he plans to run for lieutenant governor.